Connor, great game tonight. 10 points. You know, from your perspective, what's been working for you guys since that first game?
Well, you really look into our first game, and we had a lot of threes we were chucking up, and really didn't go too well for us. And so then we went into practice that next week, and Pearson wanted us to try and get the ball down low more. And when you have a guy like Caden Smith, he's freakishly athletic, and then you have a big guy like Jack you can put down there, and he's going to dominate anyone. And then if they're not having a night, they kick it out like it's nothing, and we're just hitting threes. So,
and defense, I think, has really been emphasized.
Yes,
and
yes.
You guys have turned defense into offense. How big has that been?
That's a lot. That plays a big part in a lot of things we do. We were watching film after that PCM game, and Pearson was talking to us if we wanted to be more of like a run-and-gun team or if we kind of just played at our own pace. And I don't think there was a single one of us that were like, we don't want to play run and gun. We want to get out and run. It's just, we all love doing it. We're all really good at it. So,
you know, I've asked coaches how the shot clock is affecting play. As a player, how does does a shot clock change anything you guys do?
Not really. You kind of get playing, and it's not really something you really think about until people start counting down. It's like, oh, we got to get a shot off real quick. But otherwise, for us, no, not really. We're just so fast-paced that it doesn't really bother us too much.
I know last year was a rough year. Did that kind of motivate you guys walking off against Winterset last year and thinking, okay, this is not what we want to be next year?
Yeah, it was a little demoralizing last year, but we came in this year playing that roughly about the same Winterset team. They lost a couple of starters, but we came in and we kept with them for a decent part of the game. And so we were talking after that game, and we were like, it's going to be different this year, and so.
It already is. Tuesday against Sheraton, you know, they're kind of playing a little faster.
Yeah,
what do you expect from them?
I don't know. Like Coach Pearson said, we went down and watched them at that jamboree at Linville Soli, and they were playing some team, and they were staying right with them. I mean, they kept a lot of guys. Their big guy's not playing this year. I think he might be wrestling, but they're going to be a tough team down there. We can't overlook them or anything.
Now, I know your soccer coach is on the staff. What's that like having Mick, winter, and then you got to deal with him in the spring?
I like him. I mean, I don't hate him or anything. It's just enjoyable for me. Get to know him more. Get to know him as a person. I like him. He's a nice guy.
Speaking of soccer, I know you've been probably paying attention to the World Cup. So what are we at now, the semis?
Semifinals.
So who you got? Who you got? Who's going to win it all?
Really,
Connor Willis,
Argentina
official presentation. You know, Rolando's prediction. Let's hear it, folks.
I really want Argentina to win. I'm big Messi guy.
Oh, so should I start calling you Messi instead of Rolando?
Yes, I like that.
Okay, the reason why I call him Rolando is last year I forget who you were playing. You guys were up big, and you're not necessarily a scorer.
No.
But you wanted to score so bad.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about. We were beating the team so bad that Mick was like, let's put some of our defensive guys up top, and so some of us were getting up there and getting to run out. That was pretty fun.
And you were begging for someone to get you the ball.
Yeah, I wanted one bad.
Well, Connor, good game tonight. We'll see you down Sheraton on Tuesday.
Yes, I appreciate it.
That's Connor Willis. Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball player Natalie Collins. Ladies get a 43-39 victory over Sheraton tonight. Natalie, I asked you before we went on, are you girls just going to fight, scratch, claw, and, you know, do this all season? Because a second straight game, you literally had to beg, borrow, and steal to win a game.
Yeah, it really seems that way. We're really just fighting through everything, and everyone's kind of just, I don't know, everyone's just scratching, like you said, and just pushing around. I don't know.
Does it feel like you've earned it after you win a game like that? I know it went down to the very last few seconds, but do you walk off the field feeling, okay, we earned that win?
Oh, yeah. I think both teams had some not so good
shooting.
Yeah, shooting and just everything all around. But I think we really pulled it through, and our defense was really good tonight, so that was good.
You came in and nailed 3 three-point shots in the third quarter. Someone's been practicing their threes in the offseason, looks like.
Oh, yeah.
what does that mean for you to come out there? Last year, you weren't a big contributor. Now, this year, you're getting put in some pressure parts of the game.
Yeah, it really means a lot. It's nice having everyone pass around and just work together. We're really good right now at working together and just, yeah.
I had Larissa and Brittany tell me earlier that there's such a trust with everybody that they are very comfortable getting the ball to about anybody on the court, and they know they'll be able to make a play.
Yes, that is very true. I think we can pass it around and just play as a team. We're really good right now.
What about Marley Cox? I mean, she doesn't have a lot of numbers, but boy, the minute she's been playing.
Oh, yeah, she's a big deal on, like, our offense and defense. She's one of our bigger players, so it really helps when we need someone to, like, push around some people.
And tonight was one of those nights where they were letting things go, and I'm sure there's a few bumps and bruises.
Oh, yeah, we came off with a few scratches.
And obviously, health-wise, I know there's been some sneezes and sniffles. Coach has been under the weather, too. How's everybody staying healthy enough that you can be out there?
Yeah, we're mostly just fighting through it right now. We're just trying to get everyone healthy, like you said. And, yeah, everyone's just kind of fighting through it.
Got to ask, the next time you see Sheraton will be Panthers versus Cancer. That is a huge event for you personally and for this entire team and program. But you'll be a part of that cancer run that will announce how much they raise. I'm not going to ask you because I know it's a secret until you announce it. But what did that mean to you to be a part of that this fall? And, you know, Chow Wayne came down and did a little thing on you for that as well.
Oh, yeah. It definitely means a lot just having, like, I don't know, what I've been through and being able to just, like, help with that really is a big deal to me. So, yeah.
Sheraton or in Centerville coming in, another tough opponent on Friday. What does Coach want you to work on between now and Friday? What are you going to do in the gymnasium next 2 days?
We're going to be working a lot on defense. They have a lot of big girls that we are going to go up against, so we're small, and we just need to work on defense and boxing out and everything like that.
And, of course, it's also Hall of Fame induction. That's a big deal for everybody. I know, you girls like to watch that because people in there are going in, pave the way for you ladies and all the other athletes too.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
Natalie, good job on the win, and we'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
That's Natalie Collins, Knoxville girls basketball player. 12 points tonight. Against a Sheraton in the victory over the Chargers.